Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Thursday, live from the Shaw, baby. Doing it live. I'm right here, Fancy Brian. I can see you, man. You're right there.
I exist.
You're super sexy up close.
Well, I mean, that's what all the people say.
And we got Evan back in the world headquarters, Madison, Wisconsin, lightly screening the phone calls, 844-967-2789. My understanding, Dominic joining us here in the Shaw as well. It's nice when we see each other in person, Tom and I.
Well, my handsomeness is going to be eclipsed then.
Yeah, you know, we might get distracted.
I'm already distracted.
So you're saying he's the better half of the party, the easier to look at half.
Oh, no. It just ruins it for the rest of us. Other people perceive that way. Us, no.
You know, I got a little sniffle today.
You got a button there.
Well, yeah, but no tissue, man. I got a sleeve. Well, you know what, Fancy? Let's just jump into the politics. Maybe if I ignored it, it will go away. Do you remember that time where Tucker Carlson needed a favor from Hunter Biden? Do you remember that time? Were you aware?
I did not. I was not aware.
Tucker went looking, sought specifically the help from the son of the former vice president.
Very influential man, I'm told.
Here, it's being reported at the Washington Post. A look at the time Tucker Carlson asked Hunter Biden for a favor, though. The Fox News host often ridicules the president's son, but years ago, the two were close. Did you know that? Well, now you do. I'll tell you all about it. Tucker Carlson and his wife were looking to get their son a leg up. That's what all the elites do. A little nepotism. Looking to get their son a leg up in his college application to Georgetown University when they turned to a well-connected Washington friend who had an even better connected father. I realize you don't really know Buckley. Buckley Carlson, apparently. Rhymes with Buckley.
Is it a family thing? Like, is it just like a... Like, this is my son, Rucker.
I realize you don't really know Buckley. Susan Carlson wrote via email in 2014 to Hunter Carlson, a Georgetown graduate and the son of the then vice president. Maybe you could meet or speak to him, and he could send you a very brief resume with his interests and grades attached. You know, never do that. Yeah, if you want to meet, you want me to meet the kid, say something nice about him, okay. But don't send me a resume with grades attached, please.
I'm not going to read through all of that.
Although I have no nepotism to offer. Not to your family, not to my family. I mean, what am I going to get you into? A now-defunct MassCom program at the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse?
I knew some people.
When I went to school, they actually had a degree program here. Anyways, here is what the Carlsons were asking of Hunter Biden. Now, Tucker Carlson offered that his son was a good squash player. That, again, you know, nothing says, you know, of the common people than my son's a good squash player and an excellent fly fisherman. The pursuits of the common man.
That's the spectrum from one to the other. That's here, like everything in between is squash and fly fishing.
I have never undertaken either of those activities. How pedestrian I must be. Here's what Tucker offered about the sun. Young chip off the old rhymes with Tucker. He loves Washington for all the right reasons, I think. Does that include the fact it's legalized marijuana there? I'm just asking for a friend. Carlson added, and really wants to go to school there. When Biden agreed to write a letter of recommendation, Susie Carlson added a heap of praise. Tucker and I have the greatest respect and admiration for you. Always, always. At least when you're asking a favor, I suppose. Now, the Carlson's past entreaties to Biden may come as a surprise to many present-day viewers of the Tucker Carlson Tonight, the highly rated primetime Foxy News show on which the host has repeatedly ridiculed Biden for seeking to profit off his family connections and at times for his history of personal troubles and drug use. You know, like when they were neighbors partying in the back.
That's where he got all his information from.
You wonder who's funding or at least fueling those coke-fueled sex orgies? Well, they're over, you know, by the Bidens.
No, that's his niece. That's his niece, Huck.
The interactions revealed the extent to which Carlson was willing to turn on a former associate as he thrives in a hyperpartisan media world in which the conservatives have made Biden a prime target for attack during his father's presidency. They also show how Carlson once sought to benefit from the elite political circles in Washington that he now regularly rails against as the ruling class. He's kind of swampy, ain't he?
Yeah. He said he grew up in Aspen.
Here's what Tucker rhymes with Tucker is attributed to having said October of 2021. When your dad is president, you get superpowers. It's kind of a theme. We'll talk more about the superpowers, or at least hero-like Batman factors in today. Not our Batman, not the good Batman. The Gableman Batman? We'll get to that. Here is what else Tucker said. Rhymes with Tucker. Maybe Hunter Biden will invent a new vaccine next. We will be required to take. Who knows? You never know. The sky's the limit when your dad is in power. Some emails between Tucker Carlson and Biden saved on a device copied from a laptop. The laptop from hell. I mean, that's where they're sourcing these Tucker Hunter missives. Copied from a laptop that Biden purportedly left at a Delaware computer repair store in 2019 have been previously reported. The Washington Post has verified many of those emails through a forensic analysis and corroborated additional messages, including the correspondence with Carlson's wife, with a person familiar with the communications. Tucker Carlson, during a 15-minute phone interview, said that he was once close with Biden, as he has stated on the show. Hunter Biden was my neighbor. Our wives were friends. I knew him well. I talked to him many times about addiction, something I know a lot about. I'm just going to let that hang out there like Tucker did. Tucker knows some about addiction. It's not love he's addicted to, is it? A little bit more. And I've said that I think that Hunter Biden is an addict, and that's why his life is falling apart. And I feel bad for him. I've said that many times, and I mean it. But Carlson refused to discuss emails, pointing to past claims by former U.S. intelligence officials that the laptop's emergence in the final weeks of the 2020 presidential had all the hallmarks of Russian disinformation. Now he's worried about Russian disinformation?
Huh.
A little bit more. Carlson was speaking with apparent irony as he frequently mocked those disinformation claims as part of an effort by establishment figures and the tech industry to protect Joe Biden's 2020 campaign. Social media companies that have been widely criticized for spreading disinformation in the 16 campaign sought in 2020 to block the spread of early news reports about the laptop. I can't confirm these emails. The emails that you're referring to were described by our intel community as Russian disinformation. See the irony there? He's being sarcastic, Fancy. A little bit more. So why would I? And I read that in the Washington Post. I would just remind you that there's a war going on, he added, and loose lips sinks ships. Kiss my ass, Tucker. That's what I would have put. On his show earlier this month, when Carlson hosted the owner of the computer repair shop where Biden purportedly left his laptop, the host predicted that the Russia hysteria will not age well, adding everyone admitting the laptop was not Russian disinformation. It's real. It was Hunter Biden's. Now, Hunter Biden did decline the Post request for interview, and the illumination of the Biden-Carlson relationship is one of the more unexpected chapters in a trove of correspondence included in the copy of the Biden laptop, much of which had been widely cited in documents Biden overseas business dealings during his father's time in office, as well as his personal travails. Now, why don't you think anyone reported the Tucker Carlson ask? To do me a favor, though, do you think there was a little quid pro quo going on somewhere? I mean, what was Tucker prepared to do in return?
Well, I'm sure that was scrubbed off of the email server.
A little bit more here. I'm reading a little farther down in this piece from the Washington Post. The request for Hunter Biden to help their son get into Georgetown came at a time when the Bidens and the Carlsons were close. Tucker and I would be so grateful if you could write a letter or speak to someone in the Georgetown admissions office about Buckley. Rhymes with Buckley, Susan Carlson wrote. Biden wrote back that he would be honored, and he agreed to prepare a letter to the president of the university. I will do anything you would like me to do. It's nice to have friends like that.
I wonder what he ended up doing.
A little bit more. Tucker Carlson supplied a summary of his son's attributes, hobbies, and academic record. He added that his son was a compulsive reader, enjoys the outdoors, and spent a month on a sailboat. The next day, Carlson sent a note of gratitude. I can't thank you enough for writing that letter to Georgetown on Bucky's behalf. Bucky, now he's Bucky, rhymes with Bucky. So nice of you. I know it'll help. Hope you're great, and we can all get dinner soon. It is unclear whether Biden ended up writing the letter. I suspect he did.
Wow.
So you screwed the neighbor that helped your son at your request, and now you crap on the guy every day on your show. That doesn't seem very friendly. Come back, Devil's Advocates live in the Shaw. Join us, 844-96-PARTY.
Brothers don't shake hands. Brothers gotta hug.
I just want you to know I hate you.
I'm burying you.
That's disgusting. Put it away, please. We don't do that here.
You're waking the neighbors!